We are going to continue from where George left off. George had been speaking about how Jesus Christ fulfills the Old Testament sacrifices.
Den resak George atewe, Jesus Christia nanatanteraka ni tachin ni fanatrom testamenta talu.
And so I would like us to have a look at Hebrews chapter 10.
De tikisi kara itseri omni ebretuk fa full.
And I've asked Tantirika to read through the first 14 verses.
Deu vakintateraka nandin efatra ambe full voluan.
Because this sums up what Jesus achieved.
Sati yun mamintna ni zavatra naton Jesus.
I think after George shared, we're now very well positioned to understand what is written.
Arzame tete taorina zavatra zarae George atewa, de om tuera ni sitia fatsitia matakata tsara ni zavatra vusura atewa.
So I've asked Tank to read it slowly and clearly so we have time to think about what's written.
Deu vakina miyada na lezian sat vakina mazava tsara mba fatsitia tena manakata tsara ni zavatra vusura atewa. Awam ni Hebreu tuk fa fulu an den din volu an katram ni fa ifatram bim fulu. Hebreu tuk fa fulu an din volu an katram fa ifatram bim fulu. Fa lalan izay misy alkun zavatsu wavi fa tsintena enk zan zavatran de tsimba matan teraka nyula manantuna am zay fanatra terni mandrakari visaton. Raizan de tsiun tsatra vanna na terani reo. Satria rehefa nodiovina indray mandeha ny mpivavaka dia tsy ho nasiany fieritreretany amin'ny ota intsony izy fa amin'ireo dia misy fahatsiarovana ny ota isan-taona fa tsy mahaisotra ny ota ny ranombilasy ny ranosolahy koa nony niditra tamin'izao fiainana izao izy dia nanao hoe ny fanatitra halatsadra sy ny fanatitra hohanina tsy mba nilainao fa tena no namboarinao ahy ny fanatitra dorana sy ny fanatitra noho ny ota tsy sitrakao dia hoy izaho inty aho tonga ao amin'ny oronam-boko ny nanoratanay anao ny sitraponao andriamanitro rehefa nolazainy teo hoe ny fanatitra latsadra sy ny fanatitra hohanina sy ny fanatitra dorana ary ny fanatitra noho ny ota dia ireny aterina araka ny lalàna no tsy ilainao ary tsy sitrakao dia hoy indray izy inty aho tonga anao ny sitraponao manaisotra ny voalohany izy mba hampitoerany ny faharoa amin'izany sitrapo izany no nanamasinana antsika tamin'ny nanaterana ny tenan'i Jesosy Kristy indray mandeha ary mpisorona rehetra dia tsy mitsangana isan'andro manao fanompom-pivavahana sy manatitra ireny fanatitra ireny ihany matetika izay tsy mahaisotra ny ota fa izy kosa rehefa nanao fanatitra iray monjy ho mandrakizay no ny ota dia efa mipetraka eo an-tanana ankavanan'Andriamanitra ka hatramin'izao dia miandry izy mandra-panao ny fahavalony ho fitoeran-tongony fa ny fanatitra iray ihany no efa nahatanterahany ho mandrakizay izay olona amasininy.
This is such a wonderful illustration.
Io any dia sary tena mahafinaritra be.
Because the Old Testament priest was always busy.
Satria mpisorona tao amin'ny testamenta taloha dia misy zavatra atao foana tsy maintsy misy atao foana.
He was working at the altar.
Miasa eo amin'ny altara.
He was preparing the sacrifice.
Manomana ny fanatitra.
He was washing something.
Manasa zavatra.
He was slaughtering something.
Mamono biby.
He was burning something.
Mandoro biby.
Jesus is sitting down.
Jesosy mipetraka.
You get it? He's like this.
Azonareo ve le sary aseho anao drozany anazy?
Just parking off there.
Here is your
parking
place. It's finished. Vita.
Jump
down. Vita, yes.
Get rest now.
Vita in Jema
de
Musa, Majaksai.
Everything has to be done again. No more sacrifices are required for sin. Jesus sacrificed once and for all dealt with the problem.
Ny fanatitra Jesosy iny indray mandeha monja dia iny na fitanany zavatra rehetra.
Into the Sabbath rest.
Miditra ao amin'ilay fitsara sabata.
This is Christianity.
Ary izay ny atao hoe kristianina.
What do I have to do for God now?
Inona no tokony ataoko an'Andriamanitra izao?
Whatever he tells me, it will be for joy, for love.
Na ino na ino tenene na ngo ndi to konfitava na siam sifaliza.
But not to atone for sin.
Fat swim ba mzeu for vela nem.
When it comes to dealing with sin, this is how I deal with that. I just pop off.
Zanue de fane sa kawuta zanu de san. Zon fumba ide. Zon fumba. Ese de ma konfaltan. Ki tava fusnya.
No more sacrifice.
Si sfamat to tsu.
Jesus is sitting down.
Si so si fam pita.
Our high priest in heaven. There is something about understanding the rest of God, understanding that this atoning for sin is finished. You know, I am still have a sinful nature and I still will sin in my future. And I don't want to displease God. I don't want to dishonor God. But until I'm really dead, my sinful nature can still trip me up. I have to resist the urge to try and make it up to God. I don't go back into works. I don't try and make atonement for my sins. I repent. I say, I'm sorry, Lord. But I remember Jesus' atonement was once and for all. Now what happened at the cross, this that we're talking about, this atonement is such a big concept, there are many words. And so for the next few minutes, I want us to look at about 8 words. That describe what took place. And so theologians, they have these different terms. And the first one is atonement. It's the overarching word, the big word of what we've been talking about yesterday.
Today.
It has to do with making right what went wrong. To make up for or pay back to God. So when you atone for something, it's not just an apology, it's a paying back.
And
so this first word, atonement, we see in scriptures like Leviticus
17, verse 11. Shall I read it?
Yeah.
Fanyainofo de amin'ny ra ary nomeko anareo izany atao ambonin'ny altara anao fanavotana ho an'ny anareo fa ny rano manao fanavotana satria aina izany.
So the blood is shed for atonement.
Zany hoe ny ra de nalatsaka ho an'ny fanavotana le fanavotana zao miresaka le hoe famela fanatra famelan-keloka ihany koa.
Let's look at Romans 3 verse 25.
Romanina toko fahatelo andiny fadimy amby roapolo. Izay nasehon'Andriamanitra tamin'ny rany ho fanavotana amin'ny finoana anehoana ny fahamarinany amin'ny tsy namalian'Andriamanitra amin'ny fahotana lasa tamin'ny nandeferany.
And 1 John 2 verse 2.
Jaona voalohany toko faharoa andiny faharoa. Ary izy no avotra noho ny fahotantsika ary tsy noho izany tsy noho ny antsika ihany fa noho ny an'izao tontolo izao koa.
So Jesus is the atoning sacrifice.
Jesus zany no afanatitra izay nitondra fanavotana no nitondra famelan-keloka ho antsika.
And his blood was shed to pay the sin debt.
Ary ny rano no sarana hoe volanandoavana ny trosa noho ny fahotana.
Jesus was also a substitute.
Jesus ihany koa dia tena fanatitra ny solo toerana.
The nature of his death was Substitutionary, meaning he took our place. He came where we should have been and he took over what we should have done.
Zane nandez te on tuera na tukuni siatsika ar natauni ni tuknu natau tsiki.
So when you think of Jesus' life and death,
kanu zane fa mierjeta isika ni amfiana na sinfava tesan Jesus.
You have to think that it's in your place, in place of you.
Demila mierjeta nawe ni sul tuera na nawe ni tena nonu sulunten.
So not just in his death, but in his life, he was substitutionary. This is what makes substitution such a glorious thing. He lived the life we should have lived. In other words, he lived a perfect life on behalf of us. He lived the life of perfect righteousness. He obeyed God completely. He was born without sin. But then he lived a sinless life. You know, when I've messed up, when I've made mistakes, when I've sinned, I feel so useless before God, so worthless. So disappointed in myself. If I hold myself up to God and I say, look at me, I'm actually thinking, oh, please don't look at me. I'm not a very good example. I lose my temper sometimes. I criticize someone and then I realize I shouldn't have criticized. I gossip sometimes. I say something about someone else and then I feel the Holy Spirit grieving. If I had to hold that up before God, he could tell me I get naught out of 10. You failed. I wish I could have lived a better life. But Christ came and he lived a perfect life. He pleased God in every way. And then he died.
There are various demat.
The death he should never have died. Because he had never sinned and he did not deserve the punishment. And then he takes his death. And he atones for my sin. And then he takes his life, the perfect life, and all that righteousness, and he gives it to me. And so when I go before God in Christ Jesus, God sees Christ's righteousness. Like George was saying with that cloth covering the hand that was sick. God looks and sees righteousness when he looks at me. Because Jesus' life was substitutionary. Look at Matthew 20:28. He gave his life as a ransom for many. In other words, he exchanged his life for our lives. That's like you are facing death for your sin.
Dikan zan de we, yenao zan fa fatesana miyanza, no faltanao.
You're standing against the wall and the man has the gun and he's going to shoot you dead.
Devo mzure no zane omritna, devo misilela mzuru mando na no mea kambasa, itifchalo.
You've been tried, you've been found guilty, you're going to be executed.
Devo na dalfi sarane na wan, de melke na wan, de ufnune na wan.
Jesus comes
and he
says, I will die in his place.
And he
stands between you and the gun.
And he
takes the bullet for you.
He dies and you
live. He pays the price for your
sins.
He takes your place in death. That's why we do not have to fear death anymore. Let's look at 2 Corinthians
5 verse 21. Izay tsy nahalala ota dia efa nataony ota amonjy antsika mba ho tonga fahamarinan'Andriamanitra ao amin'ny kosa isika.
He who had no sin became sin for us.
Izy ilay tsy nahalala ota dia tonga ota ho antsika.
So that in him we could become the righteousness
of God. Amin'izay ao aminy isika no tonga fahamarinan'Andriamanitra.
That substitution.
Le fifanakalozan-toerana.
We take his righteousness, he takes our sin.
Isika maka fahamarinana izy maka fahotatsika.
Truly now,
amin'izao tena marina mihitsy amin'izao,
I come into the presence of God because I'm holding up not my righteousness but Jesus' righteousness as my own.
Manantona ny fanatrehan'Andriamanitra tsy hoe noho ny fahamarinany tenako fa noho ny fahamarinan'i Jesosy Kristy izay ay.
I can approach God confidently.
Afaka manantona an'Andriamanitra mpatokina.
Because yesterday maybe I kicked the dog.
Satria omaly mety hoe nitakako ilay alika ohatra.
But I'm not presenting myself to God.
Fa tsy izany efa manolotra ny tenako amin'Andriamanitra.
I'm hiding inside Jesus.
Fa miafina ao amin'i Jesosy aho.
He is my covering.
Izy no mitafy anahy. Izy no manafy anahy.
Let's look at 1 Peter 3 verse 18.
Petera voalohany toko fahatelo andiny fahavalo ambin'ny folo. Fa Kristy koa aza efa nijaly indray mandeha no niota ny marina hamonjy ny tsy marina mba hitondrantsika ho amin'Andriamanitra ka novonoina tamin'ny nofo fa novelomina tamin'ny fanahy.
The righteous for the unrighteous.
Ny marina hamonjy ny tsy marina.
To bring you to God.
Mba hitondra anao ho ao amin'Andriamanitra.
That's what the atonement is about.
Izany ange le resaka hoe fanatitra famelan'ny keloka.
That's why Jesus died.
Izany nafatesan'i Jesosy.
To bring you to God.
Hitondra anao ho ao amin'Andriamanitra.
Even though you know shame, you know guilt, you understand it.
Ka noho izany na dia fantatrao hoe tsy misy henatra eo aminao, tsy misy fanamelohana eo aminao, dia fantatrao ilay izy.
Even though we are sinners,
na de panota izay isika,
we come to God.
De manantona an'Andriamanitra isika.
Jesus died to bring us to God in his righteousness.
De manantona an'Andriamanitra isika no ny ao amin'ny fahamarinan'i Jesosy.
Why will I go to God today and talk to him?
Inona moa mahatonga anao makany amin'Andriamanitra androany dia miresaka aminy?
Because of Jesus.
Nony am Jesus.
Because I don't have to be ashamed anymore.
Satria tsy mila menatra intsony aho.
I don't have to fear the punishment of my sins.
Tsy mila matahotra intsony any amin'ny sazon'ny fahotako.
Why would a Christian ever backslide?
Inona moa hoe aiza koa dia hoe izy kristianina dia hoe niemotra?
You know,
verindalana.
You don't have to.
Tsy voatery any ianao hoe.
Adam hid away from God.
Adama niafina an'Andriamanitra.
Because he was naked and ashamed.
Satria menatra izy ihany dia meloka izy.
But even when I know I've sinned.
Ka fa nefa na dia fantatra hoe nanota aza.
Instead of running away from God like Adam did.
Dia manoloana aloha tokony handositra hitsoaka an'Andriamanitra tahaka ny nataony Adama ako.
I run back to God.
Dia miazakazaka miverina any amin'Andriamanitra aho.
Because I know Jesus. Jesus has covered my shame.
Satria fantatro fa Jesosy no manarina
ny menatra. Never backslide.
Izay mahatonga anao tsy tokony izy kristianina miverin-dalana izany.
No need for you to ever run away from God in shame ever again.
Tsy ilainao mihitsy izany hoe andeha hiafina an'Andriamanitra ianao satria menatra indray.
You may make very bad decisions in your life.
Mety manao fanapahan-kevitra tena ratsy be ianao teo amin'ny fiainanao.
You could get pregnant and you're not even married.
Ohatra bevoky ianao nefa ianao mbola tsy nanambady.
But you can run to God.
Dia mbola miazaka za foana miverina any amin'Andriamanitra.
Because in Jesus,
satria ao amin'i Jesosy,
your shame is taken away.
Miena tsao dia esory.
Never, ever, never, ever walk away from such a great gift.
Aza mihitsy ka hoe miala mandositra iala amin'izany fanomezana.
That's what substitution means.
Zay dika ny hoe fisolontoerana na fifanakalozantoerana.
Jesus took our place.
Jesosy naka ny toerantsika.
And now we have peace with God.
Izao isika manana fiavanana amin'Andriamanitra.
When he looks at you,
rehefa mijery anao izy,
there is no condemnation.
Tsy misy fanamenloana intsony
anao. Because you are in Christ Jesus.
Satria ao amin'i Kristy Jesosy ianao.
The third word is redemption.
Ny teny fahatelo dia hoe fanavotana.
This concept is built on three similar New Testament words.
Ty hevitra ity indray dia misy teny anankitelo amin'ny Testamenta vaovao ny tena malaza ny heviny.
Greek is a bit like English. It has more than one word that seems to mean the same thing.
Ny teny Greek asina mitovitovy amin'ny teny Anglisy ihany, manana teny vitsivitsy izy milaza zavatra anankiray ihany.
And so it could mean redeeming can mean to buy something.
Zanuele mtenue mi manavitra mety midika hoe mividy.
To purchase, which essentially means the same thing.
Na hoe mandovola ihany koa no midika hoe mividy any izay.
To belong.
Na ihany koa hoe miova hoe lasa misy manana tompo ianao.
Which means taking ownership.
Midika an'izay hoe lasa misy tompony vaovao.
You may sometimes buy with money, but other times you take ownership through other means.
Hitanao indraindray ianao ohatra rehefa mividy zavatra dia amin'ny alalan'ny vola. Fa misy fotoana zavatra hafa mihitsy no ohatra hoe andao hifanakalo fotsiny ihany dia atakalo ilay zavatra fa miova ilay tompony.
Ultimately, when something is redeemed, it means that ownership is transferred.
Midika an'ilay hoe zavatra anankiray na votana amin'ny lafinay dia hoe miova ny tompon'ilay zavatra.
The one who does the redeeming takes back the ownership.
Dia izay manao an'ilay fanavotana no lasa tompon'ilay zavatra navotana.
The idea is well understood in the context of slavery.
Ary ny hevitra eo amin'ny resaka fanandevozana ny tena moratakarana an'ilay hevitra.
Where someone could belong to one person and then be sold to another.
Ohatra ho andevo anankiray nanana tompo izy dia namidy ho ana olona iray hafa.
And then sold back again.
Dia avy eo dia naverina namidy indray.
In some cases, if someone had a debt.
Ohatra hoe amin'ny lafiny sasany zao raha misy olona anankiray zao manantrosa izy.
The person who they owed money to, they could take something precious to them and have to give it to that person.
De le manambola manambola aminy afaka mijery zavatra ho aminy na zavatra sarobidy ao aminy de alain'le olona manantrosa aminy zavatra sarobidy.
You had some land.
Atao ohatra hoe nanana tany ianao ohatra.
But then you owed someone else a lot of money.
De avy eo nefa nananolona hafa vola be ianao.
And he said, give me your land.
De ozy izy omeo anazy taninao.
You give him your land.
De omenao anazy ny taninao.
And now it's his.
Anazy ny tany iny zao.
But when you got richer again.
Dia rehefa nena lasa manan-karena indray ianao tao aoriana.
There were laws in Israel.
Dia nisy lalàna teo amin'ny Israely.
That you could redeem the land.
Hoe azonao avotana ilay tany iny avy eo.
Because it was originally meant to be yours.
Satria tamin'ny voalohany iny efa anao.
You lost it because of trouble.
Dia verinao ilay izy nony amin'ny olana.
Now you can buy it back again.
Dia izao iny azonao averina vidina indray. Dikan'izay dia hoe avotanao ilay izy.
Adam was under God's authority.
Adama teo ambany fahefan'Andriamanitra.
But Adam turned against God and listened to the devil.
Fa Adama nanomelamosina an'Andriamanitra dia niaino ny devoly.
He became under the sentence of death.
Dia teo ambany sazon'ny fahafatesana izy any.
Death reigned.
Dia ny fahafatesana nanapaka.
Adam was a slave to sin.
Dia Adama lasa andevon'ny ota.
His destiny, his ultimate end would be death.
De avy eo ny fiafarany fiainany fahafatesana.
Jesus died to purchase back mankind to the Father.
Jesosy Kristy maty mba hividy indray ny taranak'olombelona ho any ray.
And so we again become the property and possession of God.
De miverina indray zany isika avy eo lasa hoe fananan'Andriamanitra.
This is redemption.
Ary zay ny atao hoe fanavotana.
It's actually a beautiful thing.
Ary zavatra tena tsara io a.
Because it means you've come back to the rightful owner. You've come back to your original home.
Satria midika an'io dia tafaverinao amin'ilay tena trano fiavianao voalohany ianao ilay hoe ilay tena tomponao ny lasa tomponao indray.
There's some scriptures to look at. We can see in Matthew 13, verse 44.
Ary ny fanjakan'ny lanitra dia tahaka ny arenana fenina tany an-tsaha izay hitan'olona ka dia nafenina ary nohony hafaliany dia lasa nandeha izy ka nivarotra ny fananany rehetra dia nividy izany saha izany.
In that picture, God is actually looking for us.
Ao amin'io sary io raha ny tena izy dia Andriamanitra no mitady atsika.
And he finds us as this precious field. And he redeems us, he buys us. Because we are worth a lot to him. I don't understand that. I can only explain it in this light. That because God loves us, he places value upon us. And he paid the highest price to obtain us. So look at 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19.
Korintianina voalohany toko fahaenina andinin'ny fahasivy ambin'ny folo. Ahoana ary? Moa tsy fantatrareo fa ny tenanareo dia tempon'ny fanahy masina izay ao anatinareo sady efa azonareo tamin'Andriamanitra ka tsy tompon'ny tenanareo ianareo. Fa olom-bovidy ianareo ka dia mankalaza an'Andriamanitra amin'ny tenanareo.
You are not your own.
Tsy tompon'ny tenanareo intsony nareo.
You were bought at a price.
Fa efa olom-bovidy.
By whom?
Tamin'izy.
God.
Andriamanitra.
He purchased you.
Nividy anao izy.
Even your body doesn't belong to you.
Na ny tenanao aza tsy anao.
It belongs to God.
An'Andriamanitra io.
Therefore, honor God with your body.
Dikan'izany manomeza voninahitra an'Andriamanitra amin'ny vatanao.
I used to be a slave to sin.
Teo aloha andevon'ny ota.
Sin was my master.
Ny ota no tompoko.
But since God purchased me,
I've
become a slave to
righteousness.
Notice my position.
I
was either owned by sin and death or I'm owned by God.
Now
in the Old Testament days, there was slavery. Slavery is not a good thing, but we learn from it.
And there
were some people who were slaves. There was a law that said the slave had to be set free eventually. So it was the Jubilee, the time where people were set free from
debt.
Slaves were freed. But something very interesting. When you work for yourself, when you provide for yourself, it's very difficult. There's a lot of pressure on
you.
When you have a boss, an employer, and he always pays you at the end of the month, the pressure is on him to come up with the money. If you have a good job and a good boss, and he always pays you well and he pays you on time,
and if
you get sick, he pays for your hospital
bill.
You feel very secure with a good boss. In the Old Testament, some slaves realized that they had a good man as their master. And they were slaves. And then the year of Jubilee came. And their master said, okay, go, you're
free.
Some slaves said, please, can we stay under with you as our master? Can we stay under your protection?
And tena azafady re afaka mijanona mbola ianao ihany ve ny tomponay a dia mbola ombany fiarovanao zahay
can I carry on working for you
afaka mitoy miasa ho anao ve zaho
because you are a good master
satria tompo tsara ianao
and that kind of slave would volunteer himself back to his master
dia le karazana andeha voatran'izay a tena antsitrapo zany hoe volontaire izy no mandeha miverina ho andevon'le tompony
he would give his life into slavery
atolony mihitsy ny fiainany ho ao amin'le fanandevoza
because his good master would take care of all his needs
satria n'ilay tompony tsara no miandraikitra ny zavatra ilainy rehetra
the master would punch his ear with a special mark
dia amin'ny fotoana iny alain'le tompony a ny sofiny a dia asiana tevehan'le sofiny a tevehan'le sofiny a marika hoe an'le tompony izy
and that kind of slave was called a bond slave.
De in karazana andevo le andevo voafatotra
which meant he was now permanently owned by that master.
Dikan'izay de hoe andevo tena hoe an'le tompony iny mandrapafatony izy.
But that master's reputation depended on how well he looked after the slave.
Kanefa nilaza ny tompony iny de miankina aminy hoe manahoana ny fomba fikarakarana ny andevony.
When we become slaves to God,
rehefa tonga isika andevon'Andriamanitra,
the Bible says we are bond slaves to Christ.
Ny Baiboly milaza hoe isika andevo voafatotra ao amin'ny Kristy.
We have voluntarily surrendered ourselves to Jesus.
Zany hoe antsitrapo zany no alolorantsika ny tenantsika ho ao ambanin'i Jesosy.
And said, Jesus, I want you to be my master forever.
Dia mitentsika Jesosy ho tiako ianao no tompoko mandrakizay.
Put your mark on me.
Ataovy eto amiko no marika anao
because you are a good master
satria tompo tsara ianao
a good provider
mpamatsy tsara ianao
a good lord
tena tompo tsara ianao
I want to be under your protection and your provision
ary teo ambany fiarovanao sy ny famatsinao mandrakizay aho
we've become slaves to righteousness
zany hoe tonga isika andevo ny fahamarinana
but we are not our own
fa tsy tompony tenantsika isika
we belong to him
fa azy isika
But we were set free.
Fa nafahany isika.
And we said we want to be under your yoke.
Dia miteny isika at Jesosy te ho eo ambany sioganao any.
It's beautiful.
Tsara.
Such security.
Tena misy fiarovana be ao anatin'izany.
We've been ransomed, we've been set free, but then we've been taken in again.
Ka noho izany efa novidina isika, efa nafahana isika, dia isika antsitrapony miditra ao anatiny indray.
Let's move on.
Tintoyantsika.
The next word is propitiation.
Ny teny manaraka dia fanatitra fampionona pahatezerana.
Even people who speak English can hardly pronounce this word propitiation.
Na ny olona miteny anglisy ary tsy ny teny an'izay teny izay propitiation izy amin'ny teny frantsay koa tsy diso ako fa amin'ny teny gasy izy fanatitra fampionona pahatezerana.
You see, it's a wonderful term
izy io dia tena hoe fomba fiteny tena mafinaritra
that talks about something else that happened at the cross
zay miresaka any amina zavatra hafa zay nitsanga teo ambony hazo fijaliana
the bible tells us that the wrath of god is against sin
ny baiboly dia milaza nitsika fa fahatezeran'andriamanitra no mandeha makeo amin'ny fahotana
so because god is against sin
satria andriamanitra manohitra ny fahotana
He is holy.
There is muscle.
Justice ultimately demands that he punishes sin.
De mazava wazi ny fitsarana marina dia midika hoe sazina ny fahotana.
His judgment will be awesome and terrible and fiery.
Ary ny fitsarana andriamanitra dia ho lehibe mampatahotra anatin'ny afo.
And everything contaminated by sin will be destroyed.
Ary zavatra rehetra izay misy fahotana misy fahotana dia ho ravaina avokoa.
The devil and the demons are going to be cast in a lake of fire.
Ny devoly sy ny demony rehetra dia ho arina any amin'ny farimy rehetra afo.
And people who themselves have sinned and never turned back to God.
Ary ny olona ihany koa izay manota ary tsy miverina amin'Andriamanitra.
Will face the same wrath and the same anger, the same judgment for sin.
Dia hiatrika tahaka an'izay ihany koa hoe hiatrika ny fahatezeran'ny fitsaran'Andriamanitra noho ny amin'ny fahotana.
Now God loves people.
Andriamanitra tia olona.
It's not his will that any should perish.
Ary tsy sitrapony mihitsy le hoe ho faty hoe hisy na hisy olona ho faty.
But he is holy and righteous and he will judge sin.
Fa satria sady masina izy no marina dia hitsara ny fahotana izy.
So if sin is over here,
ka noho izany raha ato izany ny fahotana,
you are living in it,
de ao anatiny io ianao no miaina.
Your sins have never been atoned for.
De tsy voavelany ankao.
Never turned to Jesus.
You've
never received forgiveness. Your heart is still dead in sin. You're still rebelling against God. Maybe you don't even care about Him. You are where the sin is. Sin is in you. When God's judgment comes, it comes with His wrath, His anger against sin.
De tonga miaraka fahatezerana ny fahatezeran'Andriamanitra manoloana ny fahotana.
Every one of us has experienced that fear.
Ny tsirairay avy amintsika dia mahatsapa an'izay tahotra izay.
Says, I know I should be punished for my sin.
Zay miteny hoe fantatro fa mila sazina noho ny amin'ny fahotana.
I know I should be afraid of the wrath of God. Now when Jesus was on the cross, because God brought the full punishment for sin upon Jesus, it means He took upon Himself the wrath of God. The Father turned His back on Jesus. You only do that when you're angry with someone. God, the Father turned away as the sin was laid on Jesus. Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And Jesus died facing the punishment of sin. And all the anger of God against sin was placed there. And to prove that the Father was pleased with the sacrifice, we know Jesus was raised from the dead. And so propitiation means that Jesus has turned the wrath of God away from you and me.
Do
you know where God's anger went for your sin? It went to Jesus. Now, there is peace between you and God. All of the wrath of God has been satisfied. That has to change the way you relate to God. I fear Him in the sense of a reverential awe. I also fear Him because He has all power and He can take me to heaven today. But I no longer fear being punished for my sins. Nor do I think God is angry with me. I know He may be grieved at times, He may be disappointed in my behavior. But wrath, fire, judgment, there's nothing of that toward me from the Father. Jesus took all of that. Propitiation. The wrath of God has been satisfied in Christ Jesus. You know, some people preach that wrongly that God is going to be angry with you and punish you.
Tanaro misy olona mitory any somary diso na hoe Andriamanitra dia ho tezitra sy anasazy anao.
That's only true for the sinner who is not in Christ.
Uam panuta zay tsy ao am kristian marina zay.
God disciplines those he loves.
Fandriamanitra manafay andreo zay tiny.
As sons.
Ama zanany.
As daughters.
Zanany lahy, zanany vavy.
But he's not punishing you in a judgmental way.
Fa tsy hoe saziny amin'ny resaka fitsarana nefa ianao.
He never will.
Tsy anao an'izany mihitsy izy.
Because Jesus took that.
Satria Jesosy no efa nandray an'izay.
So the next word is satisfaction.
Miteny manaraka dia le hoe afapo.
The cross satisfies the justice of God.
Ny azo fijaliana dia nahafapo ny fahamarinan'Andriamanitra.
You see, in order for God to be just,
hitanao ho an'Andriamanitra mamarina azy,
he must punish sin.
Dia tokony izy a ary tsy maintsy izy a manasazy ny.
What makes the cross so amazing?
Ka ny mahatonga ny azo fijaliana tena mahagaga
is that in the same place God manages to bring justice and mercy.
Dia eo amin'ny toerana iray io any Andriamanitra nitondra ny famindram-po sy ny fahamarinana.
He punishes sin in Christ.
No saziny ny fahotana ao amin'i Kristy.
And gives mercy to us the sinners.
Fa nomeny famindram-po isika mpanota.
But he remains a just God and faithful to his word.
Fa izy mbola mijanona Andriamanitra marina ary matoky amin'ny teniny.
Because when he said to Adam, if you sin you will die.
Satria rehefa niteny tamin'ny Adama izy raha manota ianao dia ho faty.
Romans says the wages of sin is death.
Romanina miteny fahafatesana ny tambiny ody.
That remains true.
Mijanona marina foana izay.
The wages of sin will always be death.
Ny tambiny ody dia tsy maintsy fahafatesana foana.
But Jesus died that death.
Fa Jesosy maty an'io fahafatesana.
To satisfy the justice of God.
Mba hafapo ny fahamarinan'Andriamanitra.
This is why it's a legal transaction.
Zay no mahatonga an'le izy hoe fifanakalozam-barotra ara-dalàna io.
If someone is punished for a crime,
raha misy olona saziana noho ny amin'ny zavatra tsy mety ataony,
it's a matter of justice.
Dia resaka fitsarana marina ny ao.
Jesus was punished for our crimes.
Zay no mahatonga an'le Jesosy no saziana noho ny zavatra tsy mety nataontsika.
And that shows that our God is just.
Ary zany dia maneho fanandriamanitsika dia marina.
This should give us encouragement too.
Ary zany ihany koa tokony hitondra fampaherezana ho antsika.
Because you live in a world full of injustice.
Satria isika mivelona ao anatina tontolo a izay feno tsy fahamarinana.
Someone does something wrong.
Misy olona ohatra manao zavatra tsy mety.
You take him to the police.
Dia hoentinao izy any am-polisy.
And then you find out he's the friends of the police.
Dia avy eo hitanao ka izy naman'le polisy.
And then you get no justice.
Dia tsisy fahamarinana mitranga mihitsy.
The policeman just lets him go.
Alefan'le polisy mandeha fotsiny izy.
And tells you to shut up.
Dia ianao ndray miteneny hoe mangino ty.
And you're actually afraid now of getting into trouble when it's the other guy that did something.
Dia ianao ndray matahotra hiarandoza nefa le anankiray tena tsy mety aho lasa mandeha fotsiny.
Or someone's in trouble.
Na raha misy olona ohatra hoe hidirandoza.
And they go to the chief of the fokotany.
Dia mankany amin'le sefopokotany izy.
And they've done something wrong.
Dia nisy zavatra tsy mety nataony.
And they just pass some money across.
Dia misy vola fotsiny amena.
And suddenly there's no justice.
Tapaka toa tsisy fahamarinana.
That's a problem when there's no justice.
Olana ne rehefa tsisy fahamarinana.
Sometimes we live in this world and we think, is there any justice?
Andrenao isika miaina eto amin'ity zao tontolo zao ity dia tena mieritreritra mihitsy ka misy fahamarinana ve?
Even David used to write in the Psalms, why do the wicked prosper?
Na David aza nanoratrera mihitsy izy ao amin'ny Salamo hoe famaninana ny ratsy fanahy mahomby.
God never ever tells us to worry about that. He says, I will take care of it.
Ary Andriamanitra tsy ary miteny antsika mihitsy hoe miraharahy an'izany fa izy no miteny hoe izy no hiandraikitra an'izany.
He says, vengeance is mine.
Izao no lazainy hoe ny valy faty dia ahy.
It's mine to take revenge.
Zahako no mamaly faty.
I will bring justice.
Zah mitondra ny fahamarinana fitsarana
marina. When we live in a world where we see other people getting away with it.
Ka noho izany rehefa miaina isika eo amin'izao tontolo izao dia ohatra ny hitantsika hoe ohatra misy olona afakafapo sy ny manoloana ny ratsy ataony.
No one out there is actually ever going to get away with their sins.
Tsisy olo zany ny velana eny ka hoe tsisy rarahan'ny fahotana eny.
We get mercy.
Isika no mahazo famindram-po.
And Christ is punished.
Ary Kristy no saziny.
It's still justice.
Mbola fahamarinana izay.
But it's grace for us.
Fa fahasoavana ho antsika.
We receive forgiveness.
Mandray famelan-keloka isika.
We were guilty.
Nefa isika no mety.
It should make us more forgiving of others.
Design mahatonga antsika tokony vomaika mora mamelany heloko ny hafa.
We're actually the ones that get away with it.
Isika raha ny tena izy no afaka afapoana amin'ny lafiny ray.
We committed crimes and we don't get punished.
Isika nanao tsy mety nefa isika tsy voasazy.
But that's because of God's mercy.
Fa zay lony famindrampon'Andriamanitra.
And yet he remains just.
Kanefa izy mbola mitoetra marina.
And then the word imputation.
Den teny manaraka de hoe inona nanaovan'ny tolana? Ny teny manaraka imputation zany ohatra ny hoe no nampidirina. Nametsahana.
To impute means to put on something.
Zany hoe ny teny manaraka io zany manafy angamba tsara kokoa hoe notafiny ianao na hoe nametsahana zavatra eo aminao.
This is similar to substitution.
Mitovitovy ihany eo amin'ny hoe fifanakalozan-toerana na hoe fisolon-toerana.
But it looks at specifically the transferring of one to another.
Fa ny tena jereny eo kokoa dia ilay hoe misy zavatra avy any amin'ny anankiray a nafindrana any amin'ny anankiray.
Adam's sins are imputed to us.
Ny fahotany Adama zao dia napetraka eo amintsika.
In other words, we are born sinful.
Amin'ny teny hafa dia voateraka isika dia mpanota.
We have a sinful nature.
Manana toetsan'ny ota isika.
And then at the cross, our sins are put upon Jesus.
Dia avy eo amin'ny hazo fijaliana ny fahotantsika napetraka eo amin'i Jesosy.
And Jesus' righteousness is put upon us.
Dia avy eo ny fahamarinan'i Jesosy napetraka eo amintsika.
The thing about imputation is that it's transferred.
Ary momba ny fametrahana io zany hoe napetraka io dia hoe misy zavatra hafindry.
It's not something that is earned or worked out by you.
Zany hoe tsy zavatra izy hoe nisy asa nataonao na ianao ny vidizavatra ny vidializy mba ho azonao ilay izy.
Jesus takes our sin, gives us his righteousness.
Jesosy naka ny fahotantsika dia napetra nomeny antsika ny fahamarinana.
There's nothing that you have to do. God does that.
Tsisy ninina azonao atao amin'io fa Andriamanitra manao an'ilay izy.
We already saw this in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21.
Ary efa hitantsika io ao amin'ny Korintianina faharotoko fadimy andiny faraky amby roapolo. Izay tsy nahalala ota dia efa nataony ota amonjy antsika mba ho tonga fahamarinan'Andriamanitra ao aminy kosa.
What's important about imputation?
Inona ny tena zava-dehibe momba ny hoe fametrahana io na hoe fanafiny io?
It's very important.
Zava-dehibe io.
It's telling us we can't earn righteousness.
Miteny amintsika hoe tsy afaka mividy fahamarinana.
Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness.
Ny finoany Abrahama nansaina azo nanamarina azy.
And Jesus' righteousness is imputed to you.
Ary fahamarinan'i Jesosy no napetraka nanafinanao.
You didn't do anything.
Tsisy ninina nataonao.
It wasn't because you were good.
Tsy hoe satria tsara ianao.
It doesn't matter if you're bad.
Tsy maninona na ratsy azy ianao.
A prostitute can come to Jesus.
Ny mpivaro tena afaka manantona an'i Jesosy.
Jesus takes this robe of righteousness and puts it on her.
Dia Jesosy maka an'ilay akanjo fahamarinana dia manafy azy amin'iny.
And you deserve it no more than that person.
Ary ianao any tsy hoe mihetsika kokoa noho iny olona iny.
You don't deserve Jesus' righteousness.
Tsy mendrika fahamarinan'i Jesosy ianao.
You don't earn it.
Tsy voavidinao iny.
Simply put upon you.
Fa tsotra fotsiny napetrany aminao iny.
It has to remind us never to become legalists.
Ary tokony mampatsiaro antsika zany aza mba lasa legalista na hoe lasa mpanaraka.
Trying to earn our justification with God.
Hoe miezatra ianao mividy ny fahamarinanao amin'Andriamanitra.
So the next term, justification.
Manaraka de hoe fanamarinana.
Because Jesus has removed our sin from us and given us his righteousness, we are justified.
Satria nalain'i Jesosy ny fahotantsika ary nomeny antsika ny fahamarinany dikan'izay no hamarinina isika.
This is something that you get in a court when you appear before a judge.
Zany a.
Take mine.
Zany any dia zavatra resahana rehefa hoe manantona mpitsara isika.
If someone was in trouble.
Raha misy olona ohatra azy sendra mikorontana izy.
And they had committed a crime.
Dia manao zavatra tsy mety izy.
And they went before the judge.
Dia mandeha izy manoloana an'ilay mpitsara.
It's working. It's working again. Okay. Magic.
Misy masiny.
So you've been found, you've been suspected of something, you've been put on trial.
Zany hoe mitsaraina zany ianao a dia hita fa meloka ianao a.
And you're waiting to hear what does the judge say.
Dia miandry ianao inona zany zao no tenenin'ilay mpitsara.
There was a declaration that used to be used.
Misy fa fomba fiteny azy zay fampiasa taloha.
In Jesus' time.
Tamin'ny andron'i Jesosy.
And the judge would weigh everything up and then he would say, I declare you innocent of all these charges.
And meaning
you are justified. Meaning you are in the right. Let me give you an example. A guy breaks in your house. He's standing there with a gun to your wife's head. But luckily you watch some karate movies. And you walk up to him. Before he can do anything, you hit him on the head. He turns the gun to you. So then you drop something on his head and he dies. And you feel like, oh, that was frightening. There was blood, there was death. Like an action movie. But the police.
For the police?
There was possibly a murder. Did you do the right thing or the wrong thing? There has to be a court case. We have to investigate the facts. We have to find out what happened. And you're very worried because someone might lie and say there was no gun. And you might go to jail. And at the end when the trial is over, and the judge says, I declare you innocent, he says you are justified in your actions. You are in the right. And you go free with no guilt. Now that's what happens to us. Because Jesus paid the price for us. Sins. And Jesus gives us his righteousness. The devil sits there accusing the brethren. The devil says, did you see what Kim did? He was harsh with his wife today.
And
he didn't even tithe this month. And he used that bad language. He said a swear word. And the father looks. And then he sees, oh, but Jesus was punished already for that sin. What do you mean, Satan? He's justified. He's innocent of all these charges. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Jesus is the advocate. He says to the father, oh, no, I paid for that one. I paid for that sin. And the devil says, but what about this sin? He says, I paid for them all. And the father says, he's justified. He is right with me. Even though I sinned, I'm right with God. Because of Jesus. That's grace. Don't use it as a license for sin. Don't go out and sin more. Because all you're doing is heaping punishment on Jesus. But justification means we stand blameless before God. And this leads us to reconciliation with God. The last word and the goal of the atonement is reconciliation with God. Our relationship with the Heavenly Father is restored in Christ Jesus.
ao amin'ny Kristy
Jesus. Once and for all.
Indray mandeha monja ho an'ny olona rehetra.
We are put in right standing with God legally.
Izany hoe napetraka isika araka ny lalàna isika dia marina.
Which means we can be in fellowship with God relationally.
Dikan'izay afaka miombony mifandray amin'Andriamanitra isika amin'ny anatin'izay fifandraisana izay.
That's why religion has no place.
Izay hoe fombafombam-pivavahana tsy manantoerana.
No place.
Tsy manantoerana.
Because we are in restored relationship with our Heavenly Father.
Satria isika ao anatin'ny fifandraisana tafaverina amin'ny laoniny amin'ilay raintsika any an-danitra.
I am a friend of God.
Sakaizan'Andriamanitra.
That's what we can declare.
Izay ny azontsika ambara.
I belong to him, I'm adopted in his family again, I'm a son or a daughter of God.
Anazy ako, natsangana zanany ako, azy ako, fananany ako.
No longer an orphan.
Tsy kambotin tsony aho.
No longer a criminal.
Tsy mpanao ratsy tsony aho.
I'm accepted.
Fifamoekena.
I'm set right into the right position in the family.
Efa napetraka ao amin'ny toerana tokony misy anahy, ao amin'ny ankohonany aho.
I'm reconciled.
Tafandray lasa manana fiavanana aminy.
In your notes you'll see there are many scriptures for each of these words.
Ary ao amin'ny notinareo dia hitanareo fa be dia be ny andala soratra masina momba ny teny reo.
One or two of them might not make sense.
Nray na roa amin'ireo mety tsy ho azonao a.
But go read them.
Fandana mba vakio.
Read them with each of those terms and understand what the Bible says.
Vakio le izy any dia jerevo tsiraray mihitsy hoe inona ny tin'ilay baiboly lazay.
When we look at the work of the cross as a legal transaction.
Rehefa mijery sika ny asany azo fijaliana dia hoe teny hoe fifanakarozam-batsa ara-dalàna io.
The end result is that we are justified and put back into right relationship with God.
Dia ny tena fifarana io dia hoe naverin'i Jesosy amin'ny laoniny ilay fifandraisantsika amin'Andriamanitra raintsika.
No fear of curse.
Tsisy tahotrozona tsony.
No fear of judgment.
Tsisy tahotra fitsarana
intsony. I don't have to walk like a funny little careful line not to do the wrong thing.
Tsy voatery tsony aho ohatra ny andeha afafa be hoe ino le linona dia tsy hoe tsy mandeha mahintsara amin'iny.
Prophets prophesy.
Ny mpaminany efa naminany.
That it's like calves, little baby cows that are let free from the stall that go leaping out into the field.
Hoe tahaka ny zanak'omby ozy izy ireny no ohatrany hoe mientanentana be misaotisaoty eny an-tsaha.
Picture it, this youthful joy.
Aza alefa sary an-tsaina nge le fifalinny ohatra hoe fifaliny fahatanorany.
I was pinned up in a little box.
Hoe teo alozany ako tao anatina boritra kely.
And like a calf, I leap out of there, set free, and I just start running in the field of God's grace.
Dia tahaka ny zanak'omby izany a misaoty miala avy ao anatin'le boritra fefa voafefy kely iny a mandeha eny amin'ny sahy eny a ao amin'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra.
That's how our salvation is.
Izay ny famonjenantsika.
It's joy, it's freedom, it's delight.
Fifaliany, fahafahany, firavoravony.
It's not like, did you wear the right clothes?
So what's the, tena le fitafiana mety ve io anaovanao io noho?
Honestly.
Tena tena mitsotra e.
We dress morally.
Mitafy isika amin'ny fahadiovana.
We love God, so we don't want to lead anyone into sin.
Titsika Andriamanitra ary tsy tena isika hitarika olona isika indray na tonga ny olona tafalatsaka amin'ny fahotana.
I try not to use wrong words or gossip or bad language.
Ary miezaka ihany koa tsy mampiasa ny teny tsy tokony ampiasaina na manopana mifosy.
I want to honor God with my body like the Bible says.
Te anajan'Andriamanitra amin'ny tenako ako araka ny lazain'ny Baiboly.
But all from this glorious freedom.
Fa zany rehetrarehetra izany avy amin'le fahafahana be voninahitra.
Living in the grace of God, doing things because you love him.
Miaina ao amin'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra, manaoana zavatra an'Andriamanitra ianao satria now is
I already have all the righteousness.
Efa manana fahamarinana rehetra ilaiko aho.
I can't add to what Jesus did.
Tsy afaka hanampiko izay zavatra nataon'i Jesosy.
Let's pray.
Vavaka isika.
Heavenly Father, thank you for these words that describe the glorious thing you did at the cross.
Raha misotra betsaka anao any amin'izany teny mahafinaritra be dia be manambara ny zavatra nataonao teo amin'ny hazo fijaliana.
Thank you, Jesus.
Misaotra Jesosy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Misaotra Jesus.
Thank you that you went to the cross.
Misaotra satria nateo ny azo fijaliana ianao.
Thank you that you achieved all of this for us.
Misaotra satria nataonao izany rehetrarehetra izany ho anay.
Thank you.
Misaotra.
Thank you.
Misaotra.
Amen.
Amen.